Good morning, Orwell and the world. Today is Monday, 17th of April, and sunny morning here on 29 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sunny and over the night mainly clear and seasonably warm with temperatures from low of 28 to high of 40 with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index 11, extreme. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminating to 72%. On Friday, 21st of April at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, closing session of Create Orwell Together. To feel the resonance, the heartbeat of unity in diversity in action, catch is tuning together with the guidance of the Russian singing bells. And as they quote in Sri Aurobindo, The Life Divine, Chapter 17, The Divine Soul, all these selves and their relations will play consciously into each other's hands, they will part and melt into each other as the numberless notes of eternal harmony. Here featuring an excerpt of interview with Kat Reflecting, with Sandira inviting us to this event.
What I would like to add, we have our final cat of this season, how we want to have a closure, is with a cat where we go in resonance. Mm-hmm. With Vera Yoshik, she's playing the Russian bells, but we all tuning in. All the cats are invited, plus the community as a whole, that we see that we are
in harmony,
that we are can tuning in together. Maybe it's in the beginning not easy, but to find this inner resonance body from the collective. So we are really inspired by this idea to finish this first set of cats with this.
And that will be happening on 21st of April.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in Unity Pavilion.
It's a Friday, yeah?
It's a Friday, yes.
Most welcome.
Yeah, the whole community is that we all tuning in harmony and resonance and just looking forward to create our beautiful Orwell together. We were thinking a lot, what is the home of cat? Is this the RAS or where is it at home? And we got a very beautiful answer. We used to go to Matri Mandir every Wednesday from 7 to 8 before we start our meeting. And it was very clear, the message, that it's in her lap. It's in mother's lap. So all what we are doing is actually inspired by this energy, that it comes from her lap. And this energy we want to carry in our next season. And we have already, I guess we have 8 requests already in the pipeline. So yeah, we just need to organize. And of course, some people reaching out and then some obstacles come across and it won't happen. So we don't know yet, but we have very interesting topics in the making.
Today, Monday 17 at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, the International Zone Coordination Team will have a final discussion about the proposed construction of a European temporary pavilion. This discussion is based on a design already supported by Orwell International board members. It would be extremely helpful if Orwell residents with the European background and interest in the further development of the International Zone could join the meeting to contribute to the decision-making process. They need to establish a dedicated project management team that will manifest the temporary pavilion to be located within the fenced area of International House. At last school, at 7:30 p.m., we can still see tonight The Three Masked Men and Where's the Tamana, a play performance, a theater, a comedy play written by Newman and produced by last school students during 2016-17 school year. Tomorrow, Tuesday 18, at 6 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, Savi is pleased to invite us for volunteer presentation on Kenji's Japanese Carpentry Workshop. We will hear Jyotir Mai, who is a self-explorer and designer by profession from Bangalore, and Mayank, who is an apprentice, a carpenter to Kenji Matsumoto in Orwell. On Thursday, 20th of April, between 10:30 a.m. to 12:30, everyone is warmly invited to an open house at Transition School, where you will be able to meet the children and see some of the work they have been doing this year. The Arts and Crafts Center and all the classrooms will be open to all. And additionally, you can also see ongoing slideshow of the ATB in the multimedia room. TLC invites us to their open house on Friday 21st between 3 to 6 p.m. at the base camp in Dana. You can come and see what they've been working on, participate in a cake tasting, and watch their short films and performances, witness how some of them have gone rogue, and much more. And from kindergarten comes an invitation to Kindergarten on Earth, where they are presenting a small exhibition of the works and photos of the children in mixed age groups who were offered a choice of activities on the topic of Earth. Crafts, painting, mud bath, and recycling cardboard boxes and Tetra Pak to make houses, lorries and buses. Everyone who is interested, they can pass by the main hall of the kindergarten at Centerfield between 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and school days until 25th of April. On Friday, 21st at 4 p.m. at library in Bhavishyate, Shirobindo Center of Studies India and the World, Bharat Nivas, Perspectives of Integral Psychology and Our Orville Experience. So the meeting is on 21st at 4 p.m. to catch up on where we are and to see how we can move forward. The Earth Day is near. And Vipassana will mark the 10th anniversary of Small Steps project. They take a step forward towards environmental protection and try to minimize the human impact in their own little ways. They are celebrating Earth Day at Upasana and you are welcome to join them. It is time for some action for kids and they are announcing a painting contest where you can paint your own picture on the Small Steps bag, giving your own message to Mother Earth. 22nd of April, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Upasana, and theme is Your Message to Mother Earth. And of course, we would be celebrating the Earth Day because the Earth is what we all have in common, said Wendell Berry. The Earth Day, celebrated every year on the 22nd of April, is intended to inspire awareness and appreciation for the Earth's natural environment. Events honoring Earth Day are growing from year to year, coordinated globally by Earth Day Network in over 192 countries, and they now encompass a total of 19,000 organizations. Many communities around the world celebrate not just the Earth Day but Earth Week through activities focused on environmental issues, awareness campaign and education. And within that, the Ecofilm Fest will take place at Cinema Paradiso for a whole week, with the program of environmental documentary, as well as for more Earth Day related events and activities. On 22nd, 23rd of April, at Sakar Vanyar Street in Pondicherry, Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research is organizing the Journal of Integral Health, Living Within, Camp number 27 on Art and Science of Being Happy. 8 different speakers from across India will speak for 2 days. For registration, it's a fee special concession for our villains, and other details, you need to contact sakarstudycamps@gmail.com. At Savitri Bhavan, there was screened today at 6:30 p.m. Meditation on Savitri, Book 2, The Traveler of the World, Canto 5 to 6, The Godheads of the Little Life, and The Kingdoms and Godheads of Greater Life. As we said, the Cinema Paradiso, the Eco Film Fest is going on, and tonight at 8 p.m. we can see What the Health, made in USA in 2016, and by writer and director Kip Anderson and Keegan Khan. Tomorrow, Before the Flood, documentary made in 2016, and director by Fisher Stevens. On Wednesday, Birds with Large Wings, made in India and Canada in 2015, and by writer and director Biju Kumar Damodaran. The Mother wrote, "Every morning may our thoughts rise frequently toward Thee, asking Thee how we can manifest and serve Thee best." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroralradio.org.